Patty Friday has been putting a menorah in her window along with Christmas decorations since 2000, even though she is not Jewish. When her daughter showed her an Instagram post of a new initiative to fight anti-Semitism called Project Menorah, she instantly connected with it. "I believe in the power of small acts to bring about big change," said Friday, who lives in Barrie and is the administrator of the Midland Penetanguishene Living Facebook group. Project Menorah is a grassroots movement encouraging non-Jewish people to place menorahs in their windows along with other decorations. The goal is to show solidarity with those of the Jewish faith who are facing heightened anti-Semitism correlated to the Israel-Hamas war. "It becomes a symbol of empowerment for the Jewish community, a community that has faced the darkness of anti-Semitic hate. We have the chance to make a difference, to be the change we wish to see in the world," Friday said. Adam Kulbersh, of Los Angeles, started Project Menorah 3 weeks ago when preparing for the 8 days of Hanukkah, December 7 to 15. "Anti-Semitism is up almost 400% in America. I was nervous to let my six-year-old son hang our Hanukkah decorations. When I expressed that concern to a friend of mine, she said, 'I'm not Jewish, but what if I put a menorah in my window in solidarity?' And it really touched me," Kulbersh told Bradford Today and Innisfil Today in a phone interview. "I thought, hey, this could be an idea for how to spread kindness and help other people not Jewish to show some love and support for the Jewish community at a time of historic anti-Semitism." He continued, "Project Menorah is about anti-Semitism. There are Jewish cemeteries around the world that are being desecrated. There are Jewish preschools that are getting bomb threats and having swastikas painted on them. In my own neighborhood in Los Angeles, a home was broken into and was vandalized with clear symbols that it was because they were Jewish. Anti-Semitism is higher now than it's been any time since the Holocaust, and Jewish people are feeling nervous and aren't sure where a safe space is. The goal of Project Menorah is to offer non-Jewish allies a simple way to show their solidarity. With social and mainstream media, the initiative has gone global. Project Menorah has received media coverage from the New York Times, the Los Angeles Post, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, CNN, Good Morning America and more. People from 97 countries have visited the Menorah Project website. It has participants from almost all 50 states and 10 or 12 other countries now," Kulbersh said. "I'm seeing a lot of posts from Canada." Friday hopes her participation in Project Menorah will encourage others to join in. "Let our shared glow symbolize unity, inspire others to stand alongside and embrace diversity with compassion and understanding," she said. She said she has not received any negative comments or messages since adorning her home for Christmas and Hanukkah. "It is my belief that 99% of all people are kind and want a life and planet brimming with good friends, love and understanding," she said. Project Menorah can be tracked on social media using the hashtags #ProjectMenorah and #OnlyLoveLivesHere.